You're listening to Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari, where NFL legends live on. Back to you, boys.
It's him. He's alive.
And now back with us on Thursday Night Tailgate in his regular weekly time slot is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. Hey, Tony. Good evening, my friend.
Hi,
how
Tony.
Are you?
Doing fantastic. How you doing, Chris and Bob?
Well, I'm doing good. I'm physically doing good. My picks are all done now. Is my none of the underdogs that I picked last week came through for me. In fact, the one that I wanted to do and didn't do was the only one I got right, and that one almost went south on me too. If the ball doesn't go through the hands of Alshon Jeffrey, but I could have ended up 0-4. Now on the upside, Tone, you and Bob both go 4-0. So here's the thing. We got three games left. You guys are tied. So I'm going to be sitting on the couch with my popcorn watching you two. But it's going to be a tight one. Now, what I want to know, it's going to be interesting to see how you guys pick the games, knowing you're tied for the title. You know, do you pick who you really think is going to win? Or does one of you go out on a limb trying to outdo the other? So that's what I'm looking forward to check it out. But kudos to you guys for a great season and both going 4-0 last week. So here we go with the pressure on. We got our two conference championship games. And the early game on Sunday, guys, is the 13-3 Rams going to the 13-3 Saints. The Saints are a 3-point home favorite. The over-under is 56.5. Tony? I got a curious to get your thoughts. See, the Saints escaped with a 6-point win over the Eagles, and the Rams ran all over the Cowboys, and these are very similar teams. So who goes to the Super Bowl from the NFC?
I tell you, it's tough to beat a team twice in a year. And you know what? Last week I went with the home teams, And I think this week I'm going to go the opposite because I think the Rams defense is going to step up. I believe last time they played, they didn't have to leave in the secondary. So, I think the secondary will be a little bit better, and their defensive line is going to stop the rush. And I think the rushing attack of the Rams duo that they have back there, Anderson and Gurley, it's just going to be a little bit too much for the Saints. Tough season for them to lose all the way. I mean, Saints had a great season, but I don't think they're going to pull this one off. So going with the Rams in the upset, we're going to say 27. Not a lot of points because defense is going to step up. 27-24, Rams winning it for the field goal.
All right. Bob, is Tony right?
You know, I'm going to go the other way. Saints, Chris, as you know, I had them in the Super Bowl at the beginning of the year against your Steelers or the Patriots. I ultimately ended up picking the Steelers. Tony should have whipped me at the time, but I picked the Steelers and the Saints to go to the Super Bowl. But again, at the Superdome and the way Breeze, they didn't really play their A game last week, and that's pretty scary to me. I just think Breeze is the type, even if they're trailing at halftime, you could see the man is probably the smartest player in the NFL, and what he does. And I just think they're going to bring a better game this week. And with that raucous crowd, I think it's going to be high scoring. I think Saints are good for 35 points. It's going to be close. I'm going to say 35-30 New Orleans.
Okay. So, and Tony, what you mentioned a moment ago, did you guys see C.J. Anderson last week? The guy was all but abandoned on the side of the road by the Carolina Panthers late in the season. He was averaging 2 carries a game with Carolina this year, and they release him after week 10. He goes unsigned for several weeks, and the Rams scoop him up. 3 games with the Rams so far. He's averaging 141 yards rushing a game on top of what Todd Gurley is doing, and they combined for 238 yards and 3 touchdowns last week against the Cowboys, who had the number 6 rushing defense in the league this season. Now, Saints even better. Saints got the number 2 rushing defense in the league, but they're 29th against the pass. So it's going to be interesting for me to see how the Rams choose to attack their defense. And these two teams, as you guys say, played back in the middle of the season in New Orleans, and the Saints won that game 45-35. They held Todd Gurley to 68 yards rushing in that game. but Goff had nearly 400 yards passing and Drew Brees had 346. Neither team registered a sack. And I think this game is going to come down to how much pressure Aaron Donald, who, oh, by the way, is from my hometown of Penn Hills, Pennsylvania, how much pressure he and the Rams defense, you know, can get on Drew Brees. If they can't get to him, it's going to be another high scoring game, and that likely goes to the Saints. On a side note, the Saints haven't allowed a 100 yard rusher in 25 straight games, the longest streak in the league so far. So keep that in mind. Michael Thomas, one of the top receivers in the game, 171 yards and a touchdown last week, 211 and a touchdown the last time they played the Rams. Saints are at home, sort of bundle all of that together, and I think the Saints go to the Super Bowl. I'm with you, Bob. I am taking them to win 38-30. The late game tone is your boys, the 11-5 Patriots, going to the 13-3 Chiefs. The Chiefs are a 3-point home favorite. Over under is 55.5. So, Tony, how badly are your boys going to lose in Kansas City?
it's going to be a tough one, man. I tell you, Mahomes is, as a quarterback, that's, man, he's just playing out of his mind. They got Kelce. They got a good defense, decent rushing attack, playing at home. Hard to beat anybody in Kansas City. So I am going to have to go with Kansas City this week. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going with the Patriots. 20.
Patriots 27-20.
Patriots win.
All right, Bob, what do you think?
Well, we hinted at it at the beginning of the show, Chris. I like the Patriots in the role of an underdog. I just think the motivation is there. Belichick's got that type of personality where he's just, you know, he's salivating right now. He's already beating this team. And you give him a week to plan, and I just think, again, you know, I don't really like their defense. Never have in the last few years, but he makes just enough changes and can contain teams like this up to the point. I mean, make no mistake about it. The Patriots are going to have to score 35 to win, and I don't think the Chiefs are going to be able to stop him. And the bottom line, Chris, Gronkowski is fairly healthy. They have no players on the injury list. The Patriots are as healthy as they ever been. I really think they see the end of this so-called dynasty, and I mean the dynasty with Gronkowski, Belichick, Brady, et cetera. I mean, the window is getting narrower, so again, I think they're going to come. The weather is not going to be bad, I don't think, as they said, but still, 20 degrees is no cakewalk for anything. I just think New England's been through it enough to just make the they're the type of team that can go in there and win. Probably the only team at this point that can go in there and win. And again, twice in 1 year, it's going to be similar to the first game. I'm going to say New England 38-31.
All right. You guys both on the Patriots bandwagon. And guys, I love Pat Mahomes. He's the hands-down MVP this season. I don't think anyone else is even close. He's a big play guy. Always looks to push the ball down the field to people like Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill. Sammy Watkins came back from injury last week. Did a nice job. Those three guys combined for 21 catches against the Colts. But Damian Williams, here's another running back tossed out, this time by the Dolphins. The Chiefs go in, they grab him. Last week, 25 carries, 129 yards, and a touchdown. Exactly what they needed after having to let Kareem Hunt go. And we also saw Chiefs defense actually showed up. Sacked Andrew Luck three times, hit him six more times, held him to 203 yards passing, held Marlon Mack to 46 yards rushing. To me, the key to this game is who has success running the ball. Here's another stat for you. Bill Belichick and the Patriots, 59-1 when he has a 100-yard rusher going all the way back to 2000. 59-1. And I'm sure the Chiefs know that, and they're going to be keen on Sony Michel, you know, who had over 100 yards last week. So to me, you know, we got a lot of things that are going to be equal in this game. You got Gronk and Kelce going at each other. And of course, it always comes down, right? Who makes a mistake? Who's going to blink first? And I just don't think that guy is going to be Tom Brady. I think Brady is going to dink and dunk the ball all the way down the field to Edelman and Gronk, hand it off to Sony Michel 25 or 30 times, eat up the clock, and wait for the moment that becomes too big for Patrick Mahomes. And the kid's been money now. But Brady, you know, barely bested him back in week 6, edged him out when they were in Foxborough. Mahomes had two picks in that game. I think he's going to turn over the ball a couple of times in this game. So I'm with you guys. I'm going to take the Patriots. I think it's going to be a close game, but not real high scoring. I'm right around where you're at, Tony. I'm taking the Patriots to win the game 30-27. Tone, before we let you go, remind our listeners all the great things that you do helping kids go to college.
TonyGollinsFoundation.org. With the foundation, we're helping as many kids in the upstate area, upstate New York area, go off to college.
You're the best, Tony. Good luck with your Patriots this weekend. We look forward to breaking it down again next week. In between now and then, all the best to you and your family,
my
friend.
Take care, Tony.
God bless, guys.
See you later.
See you, Tone. That is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins with our five-star picks of the week.